butterflies in his room.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump issued new executive orders. One lifts a lot of the restrictions his predecessor imposed on tech companies working on AI.
There have been calls within the industry to recognize that this is going to be a technology that affects so much of what the American way of life looks like going forward. It's not just in the tech industry. This is medicine. This is, you know, schools. We're already seeing AI have a big impact in people's day-to-day lives, and there will have to be some sort of regulatory framework.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The president also ordered the declassification of files on the two Kennedy assassinations and that of Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s. California Governor Gavin Newsom was expected to sign a $2.5 billion wildfire relief package for the Los Angeles area. It's been approved by lawmakers. Funding includes money to streamline approvals for rebuilding homes. This is ABC News. Via video hookup, President Trump addressed global business and political leaders at the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth.
Don't make it in the U.S., he says, and tariffs will be imposed for Americans to pay. Oscar nominations are out.
Amelia Perez is the leading nominee for the 97th Annual Academy Awards, announced Thursday in Los Angeles. The Spanish-language musical about a Mexican cartel boss who undergoes gender-affirming surgery received a record-setting 13 nominations, the most ever for a non-English language film. In addition, its star, Carla Sofia Gascon, is up for Best Actress in a leading role, making her the first ever openly transgender Oscar nominee. The Oscars air March 2nd on ABC. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Tonight will be mostly clear and rather cold with a low of -3. Then tomorrow with a high of 20, there will be some morning sunshine, then clouds will be gradually building in. Then tomorrow night will be cloudy with a few flurries possible with a low of 15. Then on Saturday, it will be variably cloudy, breezy, and mild, and there will also be a slight chance of flurries through midday with a high of 33. Right now, it is clear here in Richland Center. The current temperature right now is 5 degrees, and the wind chill right now is -1 degree. Got a sports report here for the girls' basketball game between Prairie du Chien and Richland Center. The first half is about to end, and Prairie du Chien is currently up on Richland Center 26-2. About 15 seconds left of the first half there. Prairie du Chien's up 26-2. An update on that. Meanwhile, our game we're going to provide you tonight, Dodgeville at River Valley, will be tonight's game. Pre-game will be around shortly after the JV game. JV game has like 7 minutes left, just to give you an idea. So until then, we're going to play some music here. Starting off with Toby Keith with Oklahoma Breakdown.
It's Friday, getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right. Go get juiced down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like
So wake up, baby, let me kiss you goodnight. Hey, well, that old river can wait another night. Tell me that you love me, if it's true.
Found a note on the fridge, said I'm sorry this just ain't working, and since you ain't, and there's frost on the bed. guess you weren't talking about the frigid air gun. Nah, you never liked my mom or my dog or my friends, and the worst is I never said one word when you told me to turn down the mirror.
Kanaan Smith with Colder Than You. Meanwhile, back in the WRCO studios, we got a studio update here. Prairie du Chien in Richland Center and area girls basketball has just kicked off the second half, or I guess tipped off the second half. This is basketball after all. Prairie du Chien just opened up with a steal and a take back for a layup, so now they currently lead 28-2. Again, the second half just started between Prairie du Chien and Richland Center in a game where Prairie du Chien currently leads 28-2. Don't worry, we got basketball here on the radio tonight. Later tonight, after the JV game, we got Dodgeville and River Valley. Don't worry, Dodgeville and River Valley fans, we will get you out to the action. We will get you the pregame before the varsity action, shortly after the JV action. So again, Dodgeville and River Valley will be playing in tonight's big game here on WRCO. And the pregame will start shortly after the JV game commences. Meanwhile, we're going to play some more tunes over here. Here's Eddie Raven with I'm Gonna Get You.
Hope you like the way I talk, the way I smile, the way I walk. I hope you're into how I dress, the way I think, and all of this. Get you, you're gonna love me, no doubt about it, I'm gonna get you. When you're drifting off to sleep, close your eyes and think of me. Make it easy on yourself, don't dream about nobody else.
talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. Every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances. With every wall I built, she saw a canvas. I thank God every
was I thinking, why ever left you feeling again? started drinking, what was I thinking? Why I ever left you feeling again?
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports from WRCO. Tonight it's area girls basketball. The River Valley Blackhawks are hosting the Dodgeville Dodgers in girls basketball that will tip off soon. Both teams looking to bounce back and get on with the season. The River Valley Hawks much improved, and Dodgeville a young team looking for that improvement. We'll have more coming up as we continue the broadcast tonight. The pregame show is sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Tonight's area boys basketball schedule features Bangor at Cashton, New Lisbon at Brookwood, along with Hillsboro at Royal and Waniwak Center at Nacita. Weston is home against Lafarge. It's Riverdale at Cuba City, Fenimore at Darlington, and Mineral Point at Boscobel in the SWAL, and Wazika Steuben at Cassville, Reedsburg at La Crosse Logan, West Salem at Viroqua, and Westby at Luther. In area girls basketball, Highland at Benton, DeSoto's at Lansing Key, Iowa, Wisconsin Heights at New Glarus. And coming up in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, an earlier start, there's no JV tonight at Richland Center High School. The Hornets are playing host to Prairie du Chien. Platteville is at Lancaster, and Dodgeville at River Valley, which is coming up tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
River Valley Girls Coach Joe Woodhouse joins us. Coach, how's the team been playing here in the last week or so?
Yeah, we had a good week last week. We ended up going 3-0 for the week and stuff like that. So we're playing well and doing what we need to do, and started off slowly on a couple of games and stuff like that. But the girls battled back, played through a little adversity and foul trouble, and were able to come out with kind of three big wins last week.
Yeah, you got a win against Riverdale. We saw you that night, and then Ithaca was a fairly close game, and then you got back to the conference. So you're on kind of a roll right now, aren't you?
Yeah, no, we're doing what we need to do. We're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of different girls and stuff like that, and they're starting to come together as a team and do what we need to do, and it starts on the defensive end and making sure we're playing hard defensively.
You've got a little bit of height advantage inside, depending on what lineup you used. Does that give you an advantage?
We got some nice size with Ella Myers as a sophomore and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's nice to be able to have somebody in the post that our guards are doing a good job when we're driving. We're able to find her some easy putbacks and things like that. And she's kind of learning how to play, learning how to position herself in good positions, and continuing to get her to develop this year as the year goes on.
I think that can be said for your whole team. You're kind of getting the right positions that you need to be, and some of that's just getting that the basketball IQ and court time, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. No, learning how to kind of play the right way, working for good shots, not settling and things like that is something we've really talked about. What's a good shot? What isn't it? You know, what's the anytime shot? What's a shot that we can get up whenever we need to and stuff like that? But being more patient, taking care of the ball, making good decisions, and, you know, working on offense just like we need to work on defense.
Sounds good. We'll have more from Joe coming up in a moment.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Joe Woodhouse, River Valley Girls Coach, is our guest. Coach, this Dodgeville team coming in is an awfully young squad. Do you know a lot about them?
Yeah, we played them earlier this year. I think they only had, you know, if I remember off the top of my head, one or two, you know, upperclassmen. They lost a few of their leading players from last year, and then I don't think a couple of the older girls decided to come back. So they're really kind of relying on a couple of sophomores with 20 and 22. They're kind of their main two girls.
How did you play against them the first time?
We played well. We did what we needed to do. We played hard, played defensively, and we were able to get out and push the pace and do some little things and stuff like that.
It doesn't seem like it should be the second time around in the conference, does it?
Yeah, nope. The season goes fast. It's always seems like you're preparing, and especially for us, we had four of our first five conference games were all on the road, so now we got a nice stretch at home here to finish out the season where we'll have quite a few home games coming up, and pretty much everybody in conference is coming here now to end the season.
Yeah, that's kind of the icing on the cake when you don't have to make those long road trips this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, nope, definitely. It's nice to get everybody to come here, especially in January, the colder days and things like that. Don't have the cold bus trips and late nights.
There's been talk in Wisconsin high school basketball about installing a shot clock. What is your feeling on that? Would you be in favor of that or not?
I like the concept of, I don't know, teams that you get up 6-8 points and stuff like that, and I feel like some teams will just pull it out and really stop playing basketball and stuff like that, and that's, you know, frustrating to watch, especially at the state tournament and the playoffs and things like that. I know you're playing to the win and stuff like that, but I feel like it just slows down the game and stalls it out and things like that, where you want to keep playing basketball, and I think it'd definitely be a learning curve for a lot of teams in Wisconsin, but I think a lot of the neighboring states, I know Iowa's got it, I think Minnesota's getting it, and things like that, so I think it's kind of an inevitable thing, too, that we're going to end up having it, and I think it just makes a little faster-paced game, and you can't just have those pull-out possessions. It makes the offense work to attack and get a good look, and then also, you know, defensively, getting teams to play defense, too, and not just pack it in a 2-3 zone, and hopefully we can clean up the game and make it a better game for the girls to develop their skills and also the fans to watch and things like that.
With your team, are you going to have a close to a full roster for tonight's game with Dodgeville?
Yeah, we still have, hopefully the younger Davinny will be cleared here in the next couple of days, so hopefully we'll get her back in a week or so and get her in, get into practice and stuff like that, but no, we'll have the rest of our normal kind of varsity crew that we've had the last couple of weeks will be available for us tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck tonight against Dodgeville.
All right, thank you.
Joe Woodhouse, River Valley Girls Coach on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From River Valley High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's girls basketball matchup in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The 2-3 River Valley girls against the 1-4 Dodgeville girls in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Dodgeville 2-14 overall, River Valley 8-6 during a resurgent season for head coach Joe Woodhouse in his first year. Also in his first year for Dodgeville, Hayden Hardiman had a chance to chat with Hayden recently before his team played Richland Center. And he's a Darlington graduate. Judging by the name Hardiman, you might guess that if you've been around these parts for a while. But doing a good job with a young squad. And as we talked about on the pregame show, Dodgeville very young. In fact, the other night, starters included at least one freshman and three or four sophomores. So we'll see if that will be the case again tonight. River Valley, a little bit more veteran team and getting a little more seasoned on the court. Really a good JV game tonight, which was won by the River Valley Blackhawks. They held on for a 37-35 victory over the visiting Dodgers. Coming into the night for River Valley, among their stat leaders this year, got some leading scorers that have been improving and led, in fact, by Ella Myers, who's had just some really good games recently. She's up to 8 a ball game. Also Bella DeVinny averaging 9 points a ball game, and Brooklyn Stokes averaging 9 points. Ella Myers, this is the impressive stat too, 12 rebounds per game for Ella. She is just a sophomore, and Karina Osborne leading with over 3 assists per contest. On the other side for Dodgeville, Abilene Bartz, their leading scorer, just over 9 a ball game. Marley McGraw averaging 7, and Emma Doherty averaging nearly 7. Marley McGraw, 6 rebounds per game, and Marley has about 2 assists per contest to lead the way. Action is coming up straight ahead. River Valley and Dodgeville, tonight's featured game on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO. Thank you very much for joining us tonight for area high school sports. A few other games underway. We'll be getting some scores tonight on the Phil Knee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. We're giving you the updates there and looking ahead at some action coming up. Wrestling action tomorrow and boys basketball as well. So we'll check that schedule a little bit later on tonight. On the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show, we will be updating you as well on scores and a recap of tonight's game. Also later on, we'll reward the Duncan Rewards play or run of the game, and we'll give you an opportunity to go back and have a highlight from the game tonight. Right now, we'll join Matt Snow and the River Valley High School pep band for tonight's national anthem. Of Matt Snow, the River Valley High School pep band with tonight's national anthem. Good stuff, and the band always sounding good, and always adds a little more pep to everyone's step here when the band is at these high school events. First of all, let's check the Dodgeville starting lineup. We began with number 3, Lydia Riley. She is a sophomore. Number 5 is Kayla Brom. She is a senior. And then Emma Doherty, number 10, is a freshman. Also starting tonight, sophomore number 20 is Marley McGraw, and Abilene Bartz, a sophomore number 22, wraps up the starting lineup for Coach Hayden Hardiman, assisted by Brianna Saling and Brooke Kiefer. And now the River Valley Blackhawks, beginning with Karina Osborne. She is a senior. Number 3, Mackenzie Woodhouse, a senior. Brooklyn Stokes, number 5, a junior. Also, Ballard Vinny, number 21, and Emma Myers, number 23, round out the starting lineups. That's how it goes. We'll see them tip it off here in just a moment This is high school girls basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
River Valley with a little bit different lineup. The lights were off. I have to apologize. I went by last week's starters, but Heidi Hegland will start. And then I mixed up the DeVinny sisters. It's actually Lexi DeVinny starting tonight. She'll jump center for the Blackhawks. And Marley McGraw for Dodgeville is controlled by the Dodgers. And we're underway. Ball comes to the near side. Lydia Riley. Riley back to Doherty. Doherty on the far side, driving his Bartz out of the lane, short, and out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley. Blackhawks with a good crowd here tonight. Dodgeville visiting from the Ridge as well. One of the closest rivals. It is the closest rival for River Valley. Richland Center just a few miles further up the road, and Sauk Ferry as well, and Wisconsin Heights. Ball comes to the near side, and right to the top of the key, DeVinny. Back to the right side, it's Osborne for three, and it's on the rim, no good. What for, and the rebound by the Dodgers. They'll take it back the other way. River Valley back, matching up person to person. Pass goes into the interior, and it's ripped away. Picked up now by Stokes. Brooklyn Stokes takes it back the other way. Stokes takes it left side. There's DeVinny down to the corner. It's held up there by Osborne. Osborne brings it back, top of the circle. Woodhouse for three, no good. Off the back of the iron, the rebound by Caleb Rahm. Got our first finals of the night here in just a moment. The filmy flip phone is starting to buzz. Ball goes right side off to Marley McGraw. Nowhere to go, fires it off to Bartz, just up from the baseline. Bartz, cross-court pass, knocked away into the backcourt, picked up by Dodgeville, and Lydia Riley starts the offense. Rahm on the right side, forces a shot, partially balked. Rebound by Dodgeville in the corner. Dodgers setting it up. Left side three from the wing. It is no good for Riley. And the rebound by Heidi Hegland. Heidi takes it the other way, fires it off to the corner. Stokes for three on the rim, no good. And the rebound by Dodgeville, chased down by Caleb Rahm. Both teams getting shots, but nothing through the twine just yet. On a drive, Riley creates, shot is on the way, no good for Lydia. Putback is up, no good by Riley, and the rebound by Osborne. Out to Stokes, River Valley pushes it. DeVinny, three for left wing, up but no good. And a rebound by Woodhouse, back up, blocked by Dodgeville, and now Hegland trapped in the lane, gets rid of it in the corner. Osborne and now DeVinny, back into Hegland. Out to the left side, now on a drive, there is Osborne. To Hegland, jumper on the way, good! Everybody touched the ball. River Valley puts one through. That makes it 2-0. And River Valley drops back into a full court press. Dodgeville trying to seize the moment, taking it off to Bartz. Now on the right side, Riley walks it across the half court line. Riley off to the left side. Held up here by McGraw. Back to Riley. Left side. Here's a three try for Dodgeville. An early lead. No good for Bartz. And Dodgeville stepped out of bounds on the rebound. It will be River Valley ball. Into the game for River Valley, Ella Myers, number 23, and number 20, Kalia Blakely. Coming back with the offense is River Valley. Woodhouse at the point, takes it across the Hawk at center circle. DeVinny on the right wing. Back to Blakely, top of the circle, left side Woodhouse. Woodhouse, nowhere to wander. Gets away from the D, fires it off now to Blakely. Drives lane, leans in. Shot blocked by Dodgeville. And there's a reaching foul called against River Valley. Bartz with the block for the Dodgers. And River Valley commits its first foul. That'll be on Kalia Blakely. Philly flip phone with final scores. Boys basketball, Southwestern over Abundant Life. 67-58 in the game played at Fiserv Forum. And Prairie du Chien has defeated Richland Center 58-12, the final score. Here's a ball stolen by River Valley, shot of the way, and it is blocked out of bounds. and it will be River Valley ball. So with a hand on it was Marley McGraw, and it will be River Valley ball. 2-0 Blackhawks, just less than 15 minutes remaining in first half action. Pass comes in play. Blakely just to the right of the top of the key. Moves to the left. Fires off to the far side. Woodhouse, McKenzie, baseline. Nothing. Fires back to Osborne. Top of the circle, Deviney. Right wing, it's Blakely. Kalia puts it, tries to feed it in the lane. It's down to the low post. Osborne backing in, now drives out to the wing. River Valley starts it again. Woodhouse grabs it near the baseline. Leans in, gets away from the defender. Knocked away by Dodgeville and picked up by Caleb Rahm. The defense by the Dodgers. Rahm with the outlet pass. Doherty, left side, off to Riley. Lydia cracks the code into the lane. Knocked loose, picked up by Woodhouse. Now it's poked away. Myers picks it up. Ball's flying everywhere. Ball comes back to the left side, and it's Blakely. Top of the circle. Osborne, three on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Doherty. Pushes it for Dodgeville. Still 2-0 River Valley. Dodgers for a three on the way. Good for the lead. Abilene Marks jams the triple. 3-2 Dodgers. River Valley ball. Osborne right side. Woodhouse. Woodhouse back to Blakely. Out to meet it in the corner is Osborne. Now drives away for the defense. Bounce feed back to Blakely. Blakely looking, Osborne at the free throw line, dumps it low, nice pass, Myers on the way, shot no good, put back no good, put back good, third time was a charm for Ella Myers, and River Valley leads it by a score of 4-3. Pass comes into Brahm, Brahm down deep, now the shot is no good, Ella Myers calls for the foul. That will be River Valley's second foul, and it is the shooting variety. Highland Girls up on Benton, 41-13 at halftime. I think that's where Henry Bray is baffling with his refereeing brilliance tonight. Also, Judah and Barneville. Barneville leading 58-11 over Judah. Westby 20 and Arcadia 24. Free throw is good. It bounces in for Brock. That'll make it a 4-4. Woodhouse out. And Brooklyn Stokes in for River Valley. Here comes the second throw. In the air, on the iron, and no good. Rebound by Blakely and River Valley. Blakely across the half-court line. Myers off to the right side. Deviney just up from the baseline. Throws it low. Myers catches. Shot up. No. Gets it. Puts it back up. Good. Ella Myers really getting a blue-collar effort in there. And she works from everyone, but she's got it. 6-4 and River Valley by 2. Emma Doherty across the timeline, down to the baseline. Here's Bartz, throws it low. There's Wathley, shot up, no good. Foul called on the putback attempt. That'll be against River Valley, their third. And Brianna Wathley will go to the free throw line. Each team will put a substitute in just a moment. This foul, unfortunately for River Valley, is the second on Ella Myers. Free throw is good for Wassily, and Dodgeville gets a point closer, 6-5. So Deviney and Myers go out. River Valley loses a bit of its height. And the second throw coming up for Brianna Wassily in the air, and that one is good. Rattles in for a 6-6 tie. River Valley ball, Osborne, and on the near side, pushes it down deep. Tough shot up, and it is no good. In the lane, fought for, and a jump ball. Hegland ties up with Riley, and the ball comes out of bounds for River Valley on the arrow. So Woodhouse gives the ball a tap, fires it in the corner. Osborne back to wide open Blakely. Three on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. Emma Doherty and the Dodgers take it back the other way. Crosses half court, drives down deep, throws to the corner. Wassily back out to Riley. Riley checks the air, top of the key. Off to the left side, Doherty. Doherty drives, pulls up, 10-footer on the rim, no good. Rebound by Brooklyn Stokes and River Valley. 6-6 ball game, 12 minutes remaining, first half. Pass goes far side, Osborne in front of the Dodgeville bench. Now Hegland, top of the circle. Now Woodhouse in front of the bench. Pulls up, free throw line, left side, shot on the way, no good. Rebound Hegland up, and it is no good, but a foul called. And she will get two. Heidi Hegland at the free throw line on Dodgeville's first foul. It's on Emma Doherty. Right now, West Salem boys leading Viroqua 49-35. Potosi-Cassville at Belmont playing tonight. Belmont leading 29-18. Free throw is good by Hegland. River Valley takes the lead again at 7-6. Good crowd on hand tonight. Scoring table with the law firm of Mike Sulzberger and Mike Sulzberger keeping it under control. Free throw on the way and no good. And the pull-down rebound comes to Dodgeville. Baseball pass the other way. And a layup try. It is up and good for Lydia Riley. And Dodgeville leads. 8-7 ball game here at RVHS. Pass goes to the top of the circle. Osborne baseballs it to Blakely. Deep corner. Pass goes to Hegland posting up low. Her shot is blocked by McGraw. And taken out of the air, Dodgeville slings it up into the other end. A shot on the way, no good. And a foul called as Emma Doherty was driving toward the hoop and may have been in the process of shooting. Officials determined that she was. So two more free throws for Dodgeville. Foul on Mackenzie Woodhouse, her first, team's fourth. So the ball comes to the shooter. Emma Doherty, first trip to the line, looking for her first points. This one is no good. One more coming up. Good old Eric Reel is here again tonight. He's working more than when he was working full-time. There he is. Resting on the bleachers. Everything's under control. Second one on the way. And this one is up with a lot of arc, and it walks in for Doherty. That'll make it a 9-7 Dodgeville lead. 11-16 remaining, first half. Woodhouse on the right side. Fires a pass now to Stokes to the baseline. And now she lost it. It rolls up and into the lane, and a jump ball is called. Jump ball called. So that'll be Dodgeville basketball on the arrow. Marley McGraw, the inbounder. River Valley kind of cut off all the passing lanes, and Doherty takes it across half court. Doherty guarded closely on the person-to-person defense, drives to the right side, pulls up, nothing there, fires back to Wasley, top of the circle, now right wing, Doherty. Doherty brings it back, now fires off to McGraw. McGraw on a drive and lost it down low, knocked away. River Valley gets the save. Woodhouse tight ropes the baseline, back to DeVinny. She'll fire it up ahead and high and out of bounds. River Valley turning it over. It goes back to the Dodgers. Dodgeville, a really young squad, as we had chronicled in our pregame show. Just one senior. That's Kayla Braun. We salute Kayla. All goes to the left side. Shot on the way for Dodgeville. They'll get a break and lay it up and good. Wasley and company. And the Dodgers now lead by four, 11-7. Woodhouse across the timeline. Ball goes left to Stokes. Stokes on a drive, nothing, gives it back to DeVinny. DeVinny, top of the wheel, back to the right side, Woodhouse. Woodhouse holds the ball, bounces it back to the left side, Blakely and DeVinny, back to the right side, Woodhouse. River Valley working the offense. Dodgeville matching up person to person. Airmail back to Woodhouse. Woodhouse on a drive, now to the corner. Hegland for three, on the way, no good. Rebound foul is called. Woodhouse attempting to get the rebound, and foul is going to be called on Dodgeville. That will be the team's second. It's on Lydia Riley, her first. Addison Riley is checking in, I think. Yeah, that's going to be Addison, number 21, and then also Josie Mallon for Dodgeville. River Valley with DeVinny on the far side, Woodhouse, Osborne, Hegland, and the inbounder, DeVinny. Officials conferring, looking at the possible possession scenario. And they're trying to make sure that, oh, wait a minute. I think they reversed who the foul was called on. So they, looks like it's going to be on number three, but it's on Woodhouse. That's her second, so that's a big turn of events. Two number threes, and it, I guess, could have went either way. Woodhouse gets the foul. Dodgeville gets the ball. It's River Valley's fifth foul. 9:40 to play in the first half. Dodgers leading 11-7. On a drive on the left side, Riley. And back to Wassily. Wassily has it knocked away. Diving in is DeVinny, and is a jump ball call. DeVinny tying up with Brianna Wassily. 20-walk center leading Nisita, 18-13. 20-walk center picked up its first win the other night against Riverdale. I was impressed by them for a team that had not won. And Cam Tellefson with 35 points, so they're in the lead tonight in the conference game. Woodhouse throwing it right side, throws it high and out of bounds, intended for Woodhouse. Mount Horeb girls leading Portage, 55-20 at half. Royal boys leading Hillsborough, 26-16. Gildy flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Timeout on the floor. 11-7. Dodgeville leading. 9:16 remaining. First half in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus,